wisdom found in the Bible this morning. Please send your spirit to change us as we listen. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, are you discontented this morning? Or are you content with your lot in life? A husband and wife were sat in bed drinking their morning tea. The wife turned to the husband and said, "Darling, are you content?" He thought for a second and then said, "Yes, I am. I have the perfect wife, the perfect house, the perfect children, and the perfect dog. I have the perfect car, the perfect job, the perfect body, and the perfect face. Yes, I am content, darling. How about you? Are you content?" And the wife said, "Oh dear." Now, Remembrance Sunday is an important event in the church calendar because it helps us to remember why we have the freedom that we enjoy today. It reminds us that the peace we have in this country was not bought cheaply. It reminds us that people gave their lives so that we can be content. Remembrance Sunday is more than a reminder of those who died in the First and Second World Wars. It is also a reminder of all those who have lost their lives or who have had their lives changed forever in other conflicts like the Falklands War, the Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, and many, many other conflicts. Remembrance Sunday is set aside to remember those who have given their lives for the freedom of others. And this morning we will pause to remember the fallen and to say thank you for their sacrifice so that we can live in peace. Sadly for some people today, the day will come and go without them giving any real thought to the meaning of remembrance. What and why do we need to remember? We remember the reality of what happened. We remember the dedication of those who fought and died. Remembering should stir within us a sense of gratitude and appreciation. Remembering the commitment and sacrifice of others should also strengthen our own resolve to do our part in serving God and our community, to build a better world thanks to their sacrifice. But it seems today, instead, we're a generation that struggles with discontentment in a big way. On Remembrance Sunday, it's striking to think how much we have changed as a society from the war years. Then, times were hard in all kinds of ways. Rationing, death, bombing. Now we have far, far more. But it is this generation that struggles with discontentment. Thankfully, what we can learn from today's passage is that Jesus can break the cycle of discontentment in our lives. And we've been looking at respectable sins in our sermon series, and we've come to, guess what? Discontentment. From our passage this morning, we can learn three things about how to be content as a Christian. Number one, there is a secret of contentment, a secret. Verse 12, the Apostle Paul says, "I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need." The NIV version says, "I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation." The Apostle Paul is saying that he had learned that he didn't need things to make him happy. This is a secret he had discovered. He had found within himself an inexhaustible resource for every circumstance and situation. He has found the secret of contentment regardless of his situation. Sadly, discontentment is common in today's society. Why? Probably because media is bombarding us every day with the sense of this is the person you ought to be. Images of the smart, the good-looking, the fit, the active, the sexy, the successful, the rich, and the privileged. And chances are, like me, bombardment by that stream of images and articles make you feel, end up flat about your own circumstances, your own situation, and your own life. You end up comparing yourself all the time with where you are and where you think you should be in your life. No one ever advertises on television, guess what? You're okay as you are. You don't need our product. A rich businessman was disturbed to find a fisherman sitting lazily by his boat. Why aren't you out there fishing? He asked. Because I've caught enough fish for today, said the fisherman. Why don't you catch more fish than you need? The rich man asked. What would I do with them? Said the fisherman. You could earn more money, came the impatient reply, and buy a better boat so you could go deeper and catch more fish. You could purchase nylon nets, catch even more fish, and make even more money. Soon you'll have a fleet of boats and be rich like me. The fisherman asked, then what would I do? You could sit down and enjoy life, said the rich businessman. What do you think I'm doing now? Said the fisherman, as he looked placidly out to sea. Discontentment causes you to want those things that you think will make you happy. What does it make you do? You stay late at work to earn more money or to get up the next run of the corporate ladder. You go to the gym more to get that body you're supposed to have, and you mix with the right people to have the right social group. But all the time you're being pulled away from God, from God's people, and from God's church. What happens? You start missing prayer group. You stop going to Bible study in the week, and you even stop going to church on a Sunday in this endless search for contentment. And anything that stops your relationship with God is a sin. The problem is that happiness is an emotion and is based on circumstances. As long as everything is going well, we're happy. Things at home, things at work, things at church. But the problem is that it's rare that all of those things go perfectly. In fact, they never do. And people get happiness mixed up with contentment. And when things don't go right, we immediately lose our happiness. And that's the problem. There's a difference between happiness and contentment. See, happiness is based on feelings. Happiness depends on the actions of other people. Happiness is temporary. Whereas contentment is based on faith. Contentment is finding joy no matter the circumstance. Contentment is allowing others to live their life. Happiness is based on things that are external, whereas contentment is based on things that are eternal. If we're to avoid the trap of discontentment, we need to look away from the things that can tempt us to sin and focus on the one who can give us eternal hope and eternal salvation. Only then can we learn to be content with life. So secondly, the secret of contentment is learned through experience. It is learnt through experience. Let's go back to the Apostle Paul. Paul, if you remember his story, is living proof that the ways of man will not bring happiness that will last. He had power, wealth, education. He was well known, yet none of these things brought him happiness. But this did. Listen to what the passage said this morning. It says, I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Paul knows what it is to be content. I hope you realize as we read it, Paul said, I had to learn it. I had to learn it. Through times of hunger, through times of poverty, through times of persecution, through times of loneliness, Paul learned to be content. There's nothing automatic about contentment. Becoming a Christian doesn't give you an instant and everlasting joy and inner peace of mind, because your circumstances will always change and impact on your life. I guess for many of us, if we're going to learn this lesson, we're going to have to learn it the hard way. There was a former pastor and conference speaker called Ronald Dunn who made this statement. You'll never know Jesus is all you need until he's all you've got. But be careful about praying that God will teach you that Jesus is all you need. Learning that Jesus is all you need is more often than not learned in very unpleasant circumstances. As we face trials and adversity, and I know some of you are going through some tough times right now, we know that the Christian life isn't spiraling out of control, unrecoverable. We know that God is at work. I have been through some tough times in my life, but it's when you hit rock bottom, when you're at the bottom of that pit of misery and despair with no hope of redemption, that you find Jesus standing there right by your side. And it's him that gives you the hope. It's him that gives you the strength and the determination to get up and start over again. See, the peace that Jesus gives is not the absence of trouble, but is rather the confidence that he is there with you always. But I want you to stop and think for a moment. What would life be like if we didn't know God? If we didn't have Jesus as our Saviour, how would we find contentment in life? If it's not with a God who has made us for a relationship with him, the only other place to go are the hard-won successes of life. That's the only hiding place for our happiness. It's finding contentment and satisfaction in my job. It's finding contentment and satisfaction in my relationships. It's finding happiness and contentment even in the results of my football team or my rugby team. And if you're trying to find your rest and joy in those things, you'll find them to be transitory, light, superficial, and of the moment. It's only when we put our trust in God, who knows us and has made us for himself, that we can find true and lasting joy. Bit by bit, test by test, trial by trial, circumstance by circumstance, Paul learned what it was to find his contentment in Christ and the grace that he provides. J.I. Packer, an English-born Canadian evangelical theologian, said this: there is a difference between knowing God and knowing about God. When you truly know God, you have energy to serve him, boldness to share him, and contentment in him. Thirdly, the secret of contentment is Christ. Paul said in our passage this morning, I have learnt in whatever situation I am to be content. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Paul found the real meaning of contentment, not in a something, but in a someone. Real contentment is found in the person of Jesus Christ. It's the knowledge that the Lord is with you and for you and is working out his purposes in you that can liberate you from being dissatisfied with life. I don't know what you think your relationship with God is like. Maybe he can disappear at times when you need him. Maybe he seems distant and uninterested in you. Or maybe you are just distant and uninterested in him. This is what J.I. Packer thinks. He says, we are written in the palms of his hand. We are never out of his mind. All our knowledge of him depends on his sustained initiative in knowing us. We know him because he knew us first and continues to know us. He knows us as a friend, one who loves us. And there is no moment when his eye is off us or his attention distracted from us. And no moment, therefore, when his care for us falters. If we grasp this fact, and if we take it to our heart, it will have a life-changing power for you and for me. Whatever grumbles come, whenever we're prone to self-pity and unhappiness, we can find peace of mind that comes from Christ, that is independent of our situation and our circumstances. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. What is contentment? It's a peace of mind that God gives in every circumstance. It's knowing that he is in control, that he's got it covered. That makes us content in this world. Where does peace of mind come from? It's from knowing that our lives are safe. It's knowing that God has us in the palm of his hand. God has got it covered. That is where contentment comes from. And that's why it leads to life. It means that God is king of all that I am. And I know that God is good. And despite all that can happen to me. And that's good enough for me. Jesus died to save us for eternity. So no matter what this life tries to throw at us, we know we have an eternity to look forward to with Jesus. And we know whatever's happening to us, God is in control. He is king. He is able to provide for my tomorrow. He's able to protect me today. And because he loves me, he knows what I need, and he ensures that I get all that I need. Contentment comes from knowing that in every circumstance, what is given to me is given by the hand of God, who knows me and loves me. Dear friends, Jesus is the secret of contentment. Jesus can break the cycle of discontentment in our lives. Are you content this morning? Amen.